word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
For word of mouth.
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 Bill Duff Moot.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. We're listening to the score for The Trash Project, a dance performance staged on an airport runway in Austin, Texas. The dancers, 16 hulking trucks and 24 employees from the City of Austin's Department of Solid Waste, all choreographed by Allison Orr. Independent filmmaker Andrew Garrison followed Allison as she put the project together with performers neither lithe nor acrobatic, but still demonstrating tremendous grace and dignity for a thankless job. The result of their collaboration is Trash Dance, a documentary airing at the South by Southwest Film Festival this week. It is one of the many films debuting at the festival this year, funded in part through the crowdfinancing website Kickstarter. I spoke with Allison Orr and Andrew Garrison when they were still working on and raising funds for Trash Dance, and asked Allison what inspired her to work with the people who collect our trash.
Well, I've been making work for a number of years now with people who you don't typically think of as dancers, and for a long, long time, I've been wanting to work with folks who pick up trash, particularly in that it's invisible work that most of us know very little about. They come down the street when neither you're at work or it's asleep. And so everything kind of came together for me to start the project back in 2008. And it really has been a dream. It was a dream of mine for many, many years to do something like this.
What are some of the other non-typical dancers you've worked with?
Oh, I worked with the City of Austin Fire Department. I also worked with a group of maintenance men when I was in graduate school. That was the first project I ever did like this. I've worked with people and their dogs, Italian waiters, Elvis impersonators, just a whole variety, really looking at the movement that happens in daily life as choreographic material for my dances, and then casting those people as dancers themselves.
Well, it's true. They're sort of the unseen, or as you said, the invisible. But every once in a while, we get behind a trash truck when we're trying to get somewhere in traffic and just get annoyed. And, you know, stop looking at the service these people are performing. Is that something you were trying to get at?
Yes, and also that there's real skill and what I think of as artfulness in the work that they do. And that it's something that people take pride in. I mean, probably most people don't grow up saying they want to be a garbage man. You know, it's probably not on the top of the list. But what I really found was that, you know, it's a real community. Like there are all over the place, communities of people who share, share work experience, share backgrounds. And this was like a family. And once they really got it quicker than maybe other groups I've worked with, that their work is underappreciated and not known really very well, and once they I gained their trust, they really got on board with the project, and there really was a lot of enthusiasm from the performers to get to show the public what they really do, and that they're human beings just like everybody else, and they work a hard day, and they have a real skill.
Andrew Garrison, you're one of those people who were witnessing all this. You're an independent filmmaker, professor at the University of Texas, also have been awarded Guggenheim and Rockefeller Fellowships, have done a lot of interesting works through the years. You're one of those people who were seeing the audience kind of laughing, kind of nervous, not quite knowing what to expect with this performance. What did people see? Explain to us a little bit. Give us a sense of what they were seeing at this performance.
Well, first of all, I have to say that people came not knowing what to expect, but there had been a little bit of publicity in the newspaper that said, oh, this thing was going to happen. There were some photographs. There had been some things in the news of trucks kind of going in circles. But, it's an unusual thing. Who knows what this is going to look like? And the week before the performance, it just started pouring in Austin. And it was raining all day on that Saturday of the performance. There was enough room. Allison had set up bleachers. There was enough room for about 1,000 to 1,500 people. And no one knew who would actually show up in the rain. And thousands of people came, literally. They started turning people away. There was over 2,000 people who actually got there, stood, and sat in the rain to watch this. And no one knew what it was going to be. But when the first chords started playing, there's this kind of wonderful opening. It feels like the ride of the Valkyrie as the trucks come riding in, and Graham Reynolds' music is just so moving. And then you see these trucks. And it was startling. I mean, from that very first moment, you knew you were in for something. The whole audience, you could just feel them getting excited.
And we do have a clip from the project that you are now doing, Andy, called Trash Dance at our website. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. Here's just a clip from somebody who was in the audience who began to think about things a little differently.
I have a new respect for them. I feel like telling them thank you every time they pick up my trash, and I think I'll start that.
So a new respect for them. I mean, that was one of the things that surprised me in watching this clip. It's unbelievably moving and poignant, even though they're big trucks on a sort of twilight night. It really is something, the way that they move together and kind of a grace. I'm curious how you two work together, your kind of collaboration. Anybody want to pick that up?
I'm getting the nod from Allison. You know, it's the initially trying to keep my documentary distance. And I didn't know what Allison was going to do. I mean, I had originally read about Allison's work in the paper. I had heard about the Elvis Project and the Skate Project. And I thought just this all sounded like a lot of fun. And I had been shooting the previous 6 years on something where people didn't move. And I was really excited about following a dancer. I liked that she worked with unusual subjects, and particularly that she worked with working people as the people who were the dancers. And just by accident, I met her husband and did not know it was her husband. And he said, "What are you doing next?" And I said, "Well, I heard about this dancer, Allison Orr." And he said, "I can put you in touch with her." And he did. And he was just about to do the safety training for the Solid Waste Service employees, the same thing they all go through. And I didn't know what this was going to be like with this, to be frank, middle-class woman coming into a very working-class environment. She was crossing a lot of boundaries, and it was very interesting to see both how she was received and how she worked with people. And I think people were very gracious all the way around. And I really had a treat getting to meet people there and getting to see how Allison worked.
Well, Allison, how did you win their trust? I mean, you are, middle class, kind of white bread looking mm-hmm. girl walking into this very working class yes. scenario.
Yes. And it's mostly men, too, in this environment as well. Well, this is a real skill that I've kind of practiced much of my life, I think, actually, but certainly for the past 10 or so years since I've been making dances like this, is just hanging out and figuring out how to be regular and how to gain people's trust by asking a lot of questions, getting them to talk about their jobs and what they like about them, what they don't like about them, and being genuinely interested. And particularly for these folks, there's not a lot of people coming up and saying, "Hey, so tell me about what it's like to pick up trash or dead animals or clean downtown at 3 o'clock in the morning." And it was also really important that I worked alongside the employees so that they knew that I was for real and that I was going to show up at 5:30 in the morning too, and I was going to get on the truck even when it was raining. And, for me, that it shows me a part of the world that I would never get to see otherwise. If I didn't have this cover as an artist, how would I get inside the door? Mm-hmm. And so it was really a wonderful thing for me. I felt like my life was richer just knowing these experiences and knowing these people and their stories. And I'll just say that Andy and I think we do work very similarly in a lot of ways, and that we just try to become part of the community in the most natural way we can. And that was really great because I could see Andy having to do some of the same relationship building that I was doing.
Well, Allison Orr, Forklift Dance Works Artistic Director, who choreographed the Trash Project with employees from the City of Austin's Department of Solid Waste, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Aaron, Andy Garrison, independent filmmaker and professor at the University of Texas, Austin, thanks so much.
Thanks, Virginia.
An estimated 10% of the films showing at South by Southwest this year were produced with help from the crowdfunding website Kickstarter, which at 3 years old is hardly more than a toddler by startup standards. Yet Kickstarter projects have on more than one occasion passed the $1 million mark for project funding. The success of crowd financing raises a few questions. Has the 99% discovered its investment model? Is it only a matter of time before all your friends will be asking you for money on Kickstarter? Can crowd financing put pet projects on par with large studio-backed films and artistic ventures? Please let us know what you think. And you can find clips of Trash Dance along with links to an article on the growing power of Kickstarter at this year's festival. All that at wordofmouthradio.org. ¶¶